Stag, this is dictating on James Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, Barton. B as in boy, B-A-R-T-O-N, James Barton, date of birth is 6/22/59, date of visit 7/18/24. Please make copy for William Hornby, H-O-R-N-B-Y. James Hornby, P-A. Next paragraph. Dear Jim, oh, I'm sorry, not James Hornby, please change that. It was William Hornby, H-O-R-N-B-Y. William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. P-A. Next paragraph. Dear William, thank you for sending James Barton for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has a prior history of smoking for over 40 years. Was previously noted to have a right lung mass observed on a chest CT done on August 22, 23. The mass was an elongated, partially cavitated parietal lobe mass, suspicious for malignancy. And there were no pathologically enlarged lymph nodes in the neck. The patient was subsequently advised to have a biopsy of this mass, and he was sent for a CT-guided needle biopsy. That was done on September 12, 23. The CT biopsy was reportedly a necrotizing granuloma, and no cultures or stains were available. He then did undergo a repeat chest X-ray in December of 23, which showed no acute findings and no definite nodular mass was seen on the chest X-ray, but CT chest was pending. The patient denies recent history of significant cough, wheezing, shortness of breath, and denies any hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. He does have a past history for coronary artery disease, for which he underwent STEMI. I'm sorry, a history of coronary artery disease and had a STEMI in March of 22. And underwent a cardiac catheterization. And had a brief V-fib arrest. And had a cardiac cath with PCI and stenting to the RCA, which was occluded. He has since been on aspirin, atorvastatin, and metoprolol, and omeprazole, as well as losartan for hypertension. He has some wheezing but denies shortness of breath, except with heavy exertion period. Next paragraph, paracetamol. Paracetamol has included history of back pain with disc herniations. And history of hypolipidemia and prostatic hypertrophy. He has had COPD. He has hypolipidemia. Next, habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years and quit. I'm sorry, and has not quit. No significant alcohol use. Worked in construction. Exposed to dust and silicates. Next, family history: father died of pulmonary fibrosis. Mother has dementia. I'm sorry, father is alive and has pulmonary fibrosis. Mother has dementia. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains. He has no asthma, hay fever, but has shortness of breath and occasional cough. There's no abdominal pains, heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, but has leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. His joint pains and muscle stiffness, denies seizures or headaches, but has numbness of the extremities, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS and diclofenac cream PRN, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, omeprazole 20 milligrams a day, prasugrel 10 milligrams daily, and losartan 50 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male. Alert, no acute distress, no small pallus, clubbing sign of the superficial edema. His blood pressure is 28/70, pulse 52, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 170, saturation 94. HGND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Thing is, his throat is clear. He has no inflammation. Nasomucous edematous. Next supplement, bruise in the thyroid, enlargement of lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And scattered wheezes heard bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular S1, S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the one plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD with chronic bronchitis. Number two is hypertension. Number three is coronary artery disease. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you please put number two is right lung mass. Etiology unknown. Number four is hypertension. Number five is nicotine dependency. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also was advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. A serum test for QuantiFERON to rule out tuberculosis will be sent, and the patient was advised that a bronchoscopy could be scheduled if there is a persistent mass lesion in the radical lobe. A follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for a Furman primary care. That's AFERMIN, a Furman primary care from South Daytona. Thank you for this consultation. Stock D'Souza. Please add in the final copy for William Hornby, PA. And the next line is Patrick Larazabal, MD. Larazabal is LARRAZABAL, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.